In San Francisco, I'm Molly Wood, sitting in for Kai Rizdahl. It's Wednesday, April 6th. So glad you could join us this evening. Let's start with that question of big business and activism. North Carolina has been taking heat recently for a law that forbids transgendered people from using bathrooms other than those assigned to their biological sex. It's also preventing local governments from passing non-discrimination laws in order to protect LGBT people. Now, as a result, PayPal canceled a planned office in Charlotte that was worth 400 jobs. And CEOs from Apple to Yelp to IBM to Cisco and Facebook are all lobbying for the law's repeal. And as Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports, it's no coincidence that so many of these businesses are tech companies.
IBM, Apple, Yelp, Airbnb, Lyft, Salesforce, they've all called for the repeal of North Carolina's law. Netflix actually said it would stop producing shows in Georgia if that state passed legislation viewed as anti-LGBT.
These laws make it much more challenging to attract and retain workers.
Dina Fidas is with the Human Rights Campaign. Tech companies in particular have a challenge when it comes to recruitment.
Tech talent is at a premium and is perceived as in very, very short supply.
China Gorman is a consultant, and she says these companies depend on people and attracting them. Competition for talent among tech firms is incredibly intense.
There's another layer here, and that's corporate culture.
Tech companies also tend to have very inclusive corporate cultures. John Sumser is principal analyst for HR Examiner.
There's an extraordinary level of tolerance, even encouragement of difference.
In part, he says that's because these companies believe diversity improves problem solving. China Gorman, the consultant, says the strongly tolerant corporate culture makes it hard for many companies not to say something.
Leaders and organizations have choices to make. Are those really our values? Is that how we really relate to our people and relate to our customers? Or are they situational and not so much?
More than 90 companies, and not just tech businesses, are calling for North Carolina to repeal its law. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.